Relationships are a worship system today. People looking to be worshipped, people demanding supremacy, demanding dictatorship, and if they don't get it well, you get discarded. And you apparently are not devoted enough if you're not feeling jealous. And you get slandered, you get libeled, you get blackmailed after the relationship's over, tarnished. It's like being in 1984. It's being in a Third Reich society. You speak against the despot, you don't worship, you're discarded, you're slammed, and you have your reputation tarnished. So in the standard of how this goes down today, you get your car keyed, you get torn up on the web, you get that car egged, blah, 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 over what? So a temperate soul, a reasonable soul, moves on. But realize we're not dealing with temperance and reason today. We're not in the age of reason, we're in the age of vanity. And when you live in vanity, you live amongst worship, kowtowing before people. A king wants your allegiance and your devotion, a queen for that matter. And in essence, they are jealous and they also have envy. Jealousy and envy are different, but they're likely carried on in the age of jealousy and the age of vanity that we're in. So MGTOW men, welcome back. What I want to discuss today is this idea that one is too independent to be jealous. It's this misunderstanding, it's this inability to understand that someone will not be jealous because they are too independent. Jealousy is expected in relationships today because it's a worship system. It's something that is really obtuse for some people. Simps and many possessive women in relationships that have high insecurities. So it's foolish, but I'm sure that you can think of a situation in which you heard a girlfriend, a wife, whatever the case, comment about how she wishes that you were more jealous for her. That if there was a situation at the bar and some dudes came by and started macking on her, that you would sweep in and be that perfect combination of a white knight, protective and combative, all the while being soft and gentle and so loving. Isn't that cute? But underpinning these actions would be the expectation that you're jealous for the attention she's getting and giving to other guys. So this indicates a control system. It indicates energy vampirism. The gloriously asinine thing about this is that energy vampirism is used as an appropriate barometer for the level of genuineness in a relationship today. Just think about that. The greater the jealousy, the more genuine, huh? Yep, that's right. So you're going to have to field these questions like the White House press secretary. How would you respond in this situation? Would you be jealous? I hope that you are. I can't care enough. And for someone that cares enough, they're clearly enjoying either having someone by a leash or like being themselves led around by a leash. It's quite sad, but it's real. So look around at the media, articles, music, whatever it is. And first, I'm going to read some lyrics from a popular song, Selfish by PNB Rock. Some of you might have heard it. But I swear I hate seeing you with him. Yeah, yeah. And I know you ain't trying to control me. And I know you're tired of being lonely. I can't help how I feel. I'm just keeping it real. They can't have you, girl, because I'm selfish. Now, moving on to an article of simpery. And the thing that I want to say really quick about this is that I realized that I could choose a lot of articles on the internet. And I can say whatever narrative that I want to say. But according to this article, I feel that this summarizes quite a bit of what's going on today. And it's titled, Does She Want You to Be Jealous? From 2010. And this is what it says. Women aren't asking for the green-eyed monster. In reality, they want the cute, cuddly Sesame Street version. We're here to break down the difference between the cutesy jealousy most women desire and the real jealousy that they want you to stay far, far away from. As if those are two different things. So if you went up to the average gal on the street and asked her, do women want men to get jealous? There's a good chance she'd say yes. No, that is not the end of this article. The fact actually means very little, because as often is the case, most women have no clue what they want. Do women want to be appreciated by their men? Yes. Do they want to feel attractive to the man that they've been dating for a long time? Of course. Would the average woman want her man to express mild concern over her innocently, hanging out with another guy? Sure. However, here's where the things get tricky. A woman may think she wants her man to get jealous, but the jealousy she's after is cutesy jealousy. It bears little resemblance to actual jealousy and may or may not make the female race more annoying to you than ever before. So the article goes on to define cutesy jealousy with the following terms: sweet territorialism, confident joking. Conversely, real jealousy, the stuff that you're not supposed to act on, is defined as out of control anger, invisible suitors. What the heck is this nonsense? But looking at the relationships that are out there today, primarily the ones beginning in high school and likely through the mid-30s when people still seemingly care enough and haven't been turned out, chewed up, and spit back out by the dating game, these relationships are dictated by the rudder of jealousy. They're dictated by a worship system. It's often a slave-master relationship. It's never an agreement. It's never a cooperation. It's actually enslavement and competition. This breeds an element of ownership and jealousy as well. And that's what's going on here. There's no such thing as cutesy jealousy. This is all coded. It's all chameleoned as actual jealousy. Imagine one of these relationships that I alluded to. If the man is asked, would you be jealous if I started to get attention from someone else, and say, no, I wouldn't be jealous. I can't waste my energy on something like that. Caring about something like that. Worrying about something like that. Fighting that. Policing that. That's the point. They're going to respond either verbally or through their actions with a lot of disdain. That's what you're going to get. This implies that the woman in this relationship is essentially demanding to be treated as if she's owned, apart, possessed by the man in the relationship. For you not to be jealous is inferred as you not caring about her. If you don't have envy, if you don't go in Superman simp mode when she's being hit on or is bringing up one of these anecdotes to get you a testing tale, which is what it's called, about how she gets so much attention for her makeup or clothing, etc., while at work, and you don't jump in there and put your cape on and be Superman simp, then that's indicating that you don't have enough value for her. She demands the jealousy. It's an indication of a breakdown of a human's ability to value themselves within for themselves as themselves. That's what that means. Therefore, they know that they are empty, and thus they're hoping you will be able to be an empty vessel for life and go into and abide, filling them up, hopefully, in ownership. It's an ownership complex, and it's really quite sick, and it's something that has to do with energy vampirism. It's wasted time, and it's in vain. And Human mentioned this in one of his videos that I was watching a few weeks ago. He brought up a situation in which an ex-girlfriend of his said that he wants her man to be a bit jealous, you know, just to show that they're interested in her. His answer is really the only answer, and it's paraphrased as such. I simply don't care enough. I simply don't care enough, and the other things in my life are more pressing than being jealous. If I'm jealous, that means I'm expending too much energy here. So I would agree, and that's where my response would be here as well. But the simp, what is their response? Their response would be, of course I'd be jealous, honey. Nobody's getting in between me and my bae. The fault in their thinking is that they're not understanding that this has nothing to do with their hoping that they want you to be there to protect her. It has nothing to do with that. This has to do with three things. It's a test she wants to put you under. She has an insecurity. It's a worship system. Modern dating has turned into the worship system, as I've said, where sometimes one party, maybe both parties, are aiming to be gods or goddesses. Now, are the chicks all at fault in this culture of relational jealousy? No, the simps are as well. The dudes out there that acquiesce to this, that think it's their goal, think it's honorable. Simps will be combatant, especially in situations where they have to protect their prize at a party, which is the most common one where this comes up for the 18 to 30-year-old guys that are dating. A little libation gets into the mix. She's going to see if you're going to have some bravado come to the rescue when she, you know, starts to get into conversation with the nearest Chad. Guys, they'll be the same way, but most of the time they think it's honorable. That's the difference. They think it's honorable to want that attention, to be jealous over it, not cut that chick out of your life, because if anyone is going to want you to be jealous about them, they don't care about you. They only care about themselves and being an energy vampire. That's what relationships have turned into, and people wonder why they're getting divorced. People wonder why relationships broke down. It was never about two people. Okay, it makes her feel wanted. It makes her feel like you'll sacrifice for her. It makes her feel protected and desired. It makes her feel valuable and important. It makes her feel like she has a greater value on the sexual marketplace. It makes the person get past insecurities. It goes hand in hand with the same type of woman that is going to want her man to not look as good as her in order to ensure that she either has leverage or receives more attention. So what's the problem with this, and how does this connect with MGTOW? The problem is that this stuff is not viewed as an issue in today's world. It ultimately comes down to an element of truth and lies. So this stuff is true. Treated as something that is mild in nature and not harmful. How does this happen? This happens because of a distortion of truth. Jealousy is a vile emotion. Jealousy is a vile state. There's no such thing as trying to distort this, because all jealousy is jealousy of pride in the flesh. Jealousy is always rooted in the feelings of I'm better than you. I'm better than you. You don't deserve this. I'm insecure and feeling unsure about myself. Therefore, there can't be this power imbalance. Pride and control, wanting to be worshipped by a human, a lack of value of anything that you're doing and interested in your own life, and blinding from the truth. So there's no such thing as cute jealousy. There's no such thing as sweet territorialism. It's called the worship system. I don't want to be a part of worship systems. And once again, this worship system exists because there isn't some purpose. There isn't the same purpose for a relationship today that there might have been when survival was threatened. I've talked about this. I listened to a Joe Rogan podcast with Jordan Peterson recently about this. A relationship today is actually a badge. It's created and pursued because people want societal value, whereas it used to be a tool to survive. We don't have that anymore now that we live in the Bed Bath & Beyond industrial complex. Get up with the times and go your own way, because a lot of people are entering into worship systems thinking that they were symbiotic relationships. That is another reason why we're going our own way. You never know when people, and many, many people, are using this as a vessel for energy vampirism. And I chose this as a topic because it was a topic that was initially brought up to me in one of the first MGTOW videos I watched. I believe I'm going to link it, at least in the bio of this blog, Alex Ansari's video, in which he talks about relationships in the modern world. It's a pretty good one, one of the most popular. And I believe this is a video in which he touches on the idea of a relationship being a worship system. So maybe you've experienced this. Maybe you entered into it and you went through this and have sent me a story about it. But if you haven't, you can do so right now, and I will elaborate on it. And it's another slice of the world wanting you to worship parts of it. That's the biggest danger. Whether this is money, whether this is a diamond ring, whether it's a person, whether it's a career, we are leaving worship systems. And I wanted to bring up that notion of leaving worship systems today in MGTOW. So sunrisecity@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisecities, where you can hit me up. Hoodies up, men. Hoodies out.